Coping with Trauma, NHS Fife Department of Psychology. Help yourself at moodcafe.co.uk. Approximate recording time, 15 minutes. You can skip through the tracks on this recording to find the beginning of each section. What is a traumatic event? A traumatic event is one that is unusual and unexpected and that causes deep distress to a person. It could be fire, an accident, a robbery or burglary, an attack, or being a witness to a death. It could be large scale, such as a major disaster involving many people. It could be a personal event involving you, your friends, or family. It is not the size of the traumatic event that affects a person. It is what they think about what happened and what it means to them. This is a very personal thing. People react to traumatic events in different ways. How do people react after a traumatic event? There are three main ways that people can react to trauma. Re-experiencing the trauma in your mind. Avoiding things associated with or related to the trauma. And feeling more tense, irritable, or alert than usual. Re-experiencing the trauma in your mind. Having unwanted pictures or images of the trauma, often called flashbacks, coming into your mind. Having upsetting dreams about the trauma or about other things that frighten you. Feeling that the trauma is happening again, strong sensations of reliving it. Feeling very distressed when you come across situations or feelings that remind you of the trauma. Experiencing upsetting physical reactions like a faster heartbeat or dizziness when you are faced with memories of the trauma or situations that remind you of it. Avoiding things related to the trauma. Trying to avoid thoughts, feelings, and conversations about the trauma. Avoiding activities, places, or people that remind you of the trauma. Being unable to remember things about the trauma. Losing interest in life, feeling detached from others, or not feeling yourself. Not feeling you will have a normal future. You may feel as though you are living on borrowed time. Feeling more tense, irritable, and alert. Feeling angry or irritable. Not being able to concentrate. Finding it difficult to fall asleep. Feeling more alert than usual all the time. And being easily startled. Reactions to trauma can affect people in different ways. How we feel, the way the body works, the way we behave, and the way we think. How we feel, not necessarily all of these. Anxious, nervous, worried, frightened. Feeling something dreadful is going to happen. Tense, upright, on edge, unsettled. Unreal, strange, woozy, detached. Worrying constantly. Unable to concentrate. Dizzy, lightheaded. Panicky. Depressed, low, at a loss. And angry. The way the body works, not necessarily all of these. Heart races and pounds. Chest feels tight. Muscles are tense or stiff. Feeling tired or exhausted. Body aches. The way we behave, not necessarily all of these. Pace up and down. Avoid things that remind you of the trauma. Not able to sit and relax. Avoid people. Avoid being alone. The way we think. not necessarily all of these. It was my fault. I'm cracking up. Why did it have to happen? I can't see the point anymore. Why do people react so strongly to trauma? There are many reasons why trauma has such a strong emotional impact on us. It often shatters the basic beliefs we hold about life. Normally for us, life is fairly safe and secure. It has a particular form, meaning, and purpose. Trauma can destroy this safe feeling. It might be that the image we have of ourselves is shattered. We might have responded to the trauma in a different way from how we expected or wanted to behave. We get no warning of a traumatic event. There is no time to adjust to this new experience. It will usually be outside our normal range of experience, and we are faced with not knowing what to do or how to behave. You might have felt you or the people around you were going to die, and you were shocked. In the face of this danger, our minds keep a strong hold on the memory of the trauma. This is probably a way our minds try to ensure that the same kind of danger never occurs again. Coping with traumatic events. There is no right or wrong way to feel after experiencing a traumatic event. This booklet describes many different feelings and emotions that might be felt after a tragedy or major personal crisis. This does not mean you must feel them. Try to express your feelings. You won't lose control. If you try and hold on to your feelings, this could lead to more emotional and physical problems. Ways to cope. Be active, keep up your usual routines as much as possible, keeping some time for yourself. Thinking and talking. Talking about your experience will help. Allow yourself to dwell on your experience if you feel you need to. Accepting support. Accept and look for other people's support. Taking care of yourself. Remember to take time to sleep, eat, rest and relax. Humour. Humour can be a good way of releasing stress after a traumatic event. You could try watching a funny film. Coming to terms with tragedy. You won't forget what has happened, but you will come to terms with it in time and probably find personal strengths you didn't even know you had. There is no right or wrong way to react to a traumatic event or tragic loss. Everyone reacts in their own way and can be helped and supported through it. When to get further help. Reactions to trauma usually fade with time. However, you may need to ask for more help if, after a few months, you continue to experience the following. The event is in the forefront of your mind. You feel tense, exhausted, confused, or restless. You feel very angry. Those close to you comment on your personality change. Your work performance deteriorates. You have nightmares, flashbacks, panic attacks, or disturbed sleep patterns. Your relationships are suffering badly, or there is a change in your sexual drive. You feel you want to avoid contact with work or people connected with it. You have noticed an increase in your smoking or drinking habits. Your eating pattern is erratic. Or you find yourself relying on medication to keep calm or to sleep. Further help. There are many services and resources to support people who have been affected by trauma. Fife's Mood Cafe website, www.moodcafe.co.uk, has details of organisations and helplines that can offer support and advice to people affected by traumatic experiences. Mood Cafe also lists books about managing the impact of traumatic events. If you are having the problems described in this leaflet and they carry on for more than a few months or they get worse, you may wish to contact your GP or your occupational health department. Reviewed 2019. Visit moodcafe.co.uk for more helpful resources. End of recording.